Here's a shortened version of Teaching Generosity to Kids by Meg Cox, author of The Book of New Family Traditions. For the complete article, see the Whose Birthday booklet.
How do we raise kids who care? Kids who are compassionate and generous and kind? One important way is by introducing both holiday and everyday rituals that highlight giving and sharing. By letting our children see us give our time and money to people and organizations in need of assistance. And by talking as a family about the many people in the world who have less than we do. Here are three basic steps for parents to follow.
Number one, explain how helping others works through charity.
Two, talk about various charities that might interest your kids and get them to pick one or two.
Three, create a ritual of saving or collecting money for those charities.
Make a helping others jar from an old coffee can. In addition, I suggest that you have a family meeting once or twice a year, including the winter holidays, where you choose your causes for the next period. Let each child pick a cause about which he or she is passionate. Send in the money collected every 6 months, and when you do, don't just send a check. Get your child to help you write or even illustrate a letter to the charity. I still recall as a kid when I sent less than $12 to a cerebral palsy charity. Someone at the organization took the time to write me a personal note of thanks. Could that help explain why giving feels so good to me as a grown-up?
One great charity for kids is Heifer International, www.heifer.org, which provides farm animals to poor families worldwide. Thus, they gain both food and a way of making a living. Your family can choose a specific animal, such as a sheep or baby chicks, and collect the amount of money Heifer requires to buy that animal. Draw or paste a picture of your animal on the Helping Others jar. Your little ones may even name it. One way to make it more real is to read aloud the picture book Beatrice's Goat, which tells the true story of how one African girl's life improved after her family got a heifer goat. The book is available through Alternatives.
Kids can share their own belongings as they outgrow things, such as sending children's books to AIDS orphans. For the past 6 years, my awesome friend Lucy Steinitz has lived with her family in Namibia, running a national AIDS program for the Catholic Church. The program has taught hundreds of volunteers across the country who work as home health aides, providing basic care to their infected neighbors and sometimes family. Lucy has also asked American friends to help send children's books to the orphans. Many speak English, taking advantage of a program at the U.S. Postal Service called M-Bags. These are big, sturdy bags that cost little to send, a dollar a pound, because they go the slow route, taking up to 3 months. Our kids may not be ready for a detailed account of the AIDS plague, but sending a book to a child far away who has none is a good deed that will make sense to them.